Calling this meeting to order at 7:04. Yeah. Thank you, Linda. It's covert, not bad to check. It's not bad to check. Checking is smart. Any additions or deletions to the agenda? Special meeting in December, the budget meeting, are in your stack.
I had a question about the minutes. Was the Reigate Small Animal Hospital use of the library a fundraiser or a staff party?
I wasn't going to charge them. Oh, for them? Oh, staff party.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure if it mattered that we were really specific about.
Yeah, we can fix that.
Because I had put fundraiser in. I didn't know that might not be the case.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, no.
I just wasn't sure if I misheard or if it was, yeah.
Nope. Staff party to get up the long hill through February, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my other question was, we talked a lot at the last meeting about like whether or not to pull funds from the children's book budget or not because of the cliff grant that we got, and maybe I misunderstood, but I thought that we chose not to do that for the coming budget, but it says in the minutes that we would, so I was hoping we could clarify that.
I think we chose not to because it was gonna just eventually roll over.
Yep.
Okay, so we could just probably take out that last sentence?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Any other thoughts on the minutes? Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, Laura, for your awesome notebook.
With those two edits, do we have a motion to approve the December 5th minutes?
I make a motion to approve the December 5th minutes.
Thank you, Becca. We have a second.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The only thing I had for the board chair report was just reminding us all that, Laura, your term will be up in March at town meeting. Obviously, we would love to have you on the board again. So.
Uh-oh.
I apply to God for some body repair. Any evening activity is just so hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I so much enjoy it. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Somebody who isn't in such bad shape at night.
Would you rather not?
Not
be re-up?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if somebody else is interested, that might be a good thing, just because I feel like I'm not going to improve in the things that are in my way. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Yeah.
And I think evenings are just, it's just everyone's, your body's tired anyway. And
yeah, just not a good time. I do go out for one other thing in the evening most time weeks. It's chorus. And to go out for two things, even once a month, is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky today because I did not have to go to the shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going tomorrow. We switched with somebody.
Yeah.
But that makes it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if anyone else has ever expressed interest.
There's a couple people that have expressed some interest.
Because it's good to get different. Sorry.
Yeah.
different people coming in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, if it's something you'd rather not do, then we can, I can ask the people that have asked me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would that be, okay, I can do that.
Yeah. Sure. That's part of why I wanted to chat about it tonight, too, because there's a little time. It's just January, so
yeah,
can think about it. But
you've done a great job.
Yeah.
Just let me be the garden fairy.
You see any other garden fairy? I was going to say, Laura, we'll bake you.
I walked in before the snow fell, and I saw those that line of leaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't finish that. There it is.
Yeah. And so John Fairchild.
Good for the soil.
The other day, he's the only one that gets out there and cuts the stuff down sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's
the other
really
day, he's
helpful.
Like, man, it looks terrible. I didn't get in there this fall. So it's like, but no, you're always the garden fairy.
Yeah. And other things, too.
So many things.
Yeah.
Toilet paper fairy.
Toilet paper.
Paper towel fairy.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
My favorite is when Laura walks in with a box that says who gives a crap, because Laura does give a crap. It's so awesome.
It's one of those little items that you don't want to think about. But, you know, I was ordering paper towels for myself.
It's the best to not think about it. Otherwise, it goes into my shopping cart and then I have to lug it out of the grocery store. So, I infinitely appreciate the delivery of paper goods here.
Yeah.
Soap sometimes.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, and so kind of refills. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little gifts every once in a while, I find.
Okay. So, Laura, you want to think about it for sure. And then, Dylan, you could talk to people.
Yeah. And then so, they do both at the same time.
Okay.
And I'll think more on it.
Yeah.
I had started to think about it. And of course, I get that far and it's like.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to give it up.
Totally.
I don't like to give lots of
you would be
up.
Sad to lose you. Mm-hmm. You can also just come to some meetings now and then.
Oh, that's
you know,
right.
When you feel up for it.
Right. Just come to hang
always
out. Listen.
Always.
Although
I will say, Julie always tried to do that, and we have not stopped.
Yes.
So. I think once you're off,
doesn't
you're off.
Live as close as I do.
It's true. Mm-hmm. She was here today for a long time.
She also has two kids at home. So, you know,
she was here today for a long time. An hour-long visit with her and Trillium. So
nice.
Yeah.
Really now.
16, and she was driving.
Oh boy.
She drove in here.
Oh
so.
Gosh.
I know.
So
it's
good.
The whole thing.
Okay. That's all I had for board chair report. So, treasurer's report. Thank you, Sue.
These are our final numbers for, pretty much final numbers for last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ben said it might change our smidge, but
whoa, postage and software. We knew that was gonna happen.
Is it going up this year, postage?
I mean, it's like every 3 months it goes
up.
It
was like 73 last.
Yeah, but we'll still follow that protocol. Ira and I have been already as of last week, so where we just kinda say no to ones that, you know, we don't really feel like lending out, or they're popular here, or and you know, if it's easy and makes sense, we do it.
When does the website hit?
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering that.
Because it's not on here. I thought it was December.
Did I pay for 2 years? I thought it was December too. I will look. I was actually going to put the felting on there today anyway, so.
Yes. Somebody told me it's on there for the wrong day.
Did the day change?
It is now the 21st.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll change it.
Yeah.
I think I went by, the poster, that little paper thing. Was it on the paper?
It could have been, but that's Sherry said the 21st.
Oh,
she may have switched it.
Okay.
Is it on the 20th? Is it on the 15th on the paper? We already have 16.
I'd have to go look.
Okay.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I can just switch it.
There's like, you know, almost 12
Yeah. Well, you know what? And somebody called me today asking for your email. So
okay.
I gave it to them. But
what does it say on there?
15th.
Yeah, that's I went by the 15th. That's why.
But she said
I mean, I went by that paper.
The 20th.
Okay.
Yeah, she said it is.
Well, whatever day she
well,
wants.
Well, she... No, it's not that she said it was. She said that was a day she could do it when I checked in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'll just change the website and put it on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, because it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, everyone would be here...
Next week.
Yeah. Okay. I meant to do that today. I just got busy in here, so I'll do that. I can do that tonight before I leave.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'd like to do, and maybe you guys can help me. Oh, no. We'll wait till my turn. You go. You keep going.
Okay. Hold your thought.
Linda's so excited.
Sounded important.
Not really, but it's just the tech thing.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so we'll check on the website to find out. Any other questions on the budget?
Sue, can you remind me when our budget resets?
First of the year.
That's what I thought.
We're first to first, but our check comes in November.
Yeah.
So it's weird. This year.
That's what I was like. I knew there was like
December,
right? Weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super funky.
Mm-hmm.
So we wait till taxes.
Yep. Right. That's what I thought.
Yep. That's why it's awesome that Sue does this to make it look normal. Because Ben Heisholtz is literally incomprehensible the way he... Well, it's just it's the way his... It makes sense when you look at it for the select board. Well, and for when we do it select board, because it's the big picture, right?
Yeah.
The pluses and minuses. But, yeah, it doesn't make sense to look at it, the library, like that.
Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
I make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Linda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Just making sure everyone's awake.
Laura was sure about it.
Laura was confident.
I know. As do we all. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Sunk with
that was Sue.
I know.
Yeah.
Sue's always on the board.
Yeah, Sue's
perpetually after retiring. Sorry.
Unless she recruits someone equally or smarter than her.
Different set of bylaws pertain to Sue.
To Sue specifically. Sue Wood may never retire.
Unless.
Yeah, but where are we going to get a lot of book recommendations?
I know. We're going to have a lot of problems.
Yeah. Sorry, Sue, you're stuck.
My final number for 2022.
Okay, what is it?
225.
Dang.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Dang.
Gosh.
Jeez-em.
Like,
365. What is
I know,
that? What
like,
is that percentage, Sue? You're the only
like
one that'll
know.
It's
like a book every day and a half.
That's so much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's fast reading.
Do you do audiobooks?
Yeah, it's almost
exclusively
audiobooks.
Okay.
But hold it.
But you only listen to audiobooks.
I might always get returned early because I haven't listened. Always.
Is it quicker to listen than to read?
I listen at least 2x speed as well.
That plays into doing it fast.
When
yeah.
you're driving or at home?
Driving at home, at work.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
I mean,
have you ever increased it?
Listening to someone who's so hyper. Isn't it?
Well, my
it's
brain.
Intense.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. When I listen to it at one time speed, it sounds like they're talking.
Yeah.
Two isn't too bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found it really depends on the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because some of them really do the like talking, but some people are already really hyper, and if you listen to them, you're like, I wish I could like decrease the speed for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the tally?
So. That's not what I want to know. It's a book every day and a half.
Dang,
yeah.
Sue, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really
here, have a candy.
Yeah. At least one.
Well,
at least one.
That's amazing.
Maybe more.
It's really amazing.
Yeah, no reason you have to be on the board. No one else reads more. I barely get time to read anymore. The irony. Okay. I know it's on the agenda, but my OPAC training date is Monday the 13th. And then as soon as they need photos, like the color we want it. So I'm going to try to match it. You have to go on this like color wheel thing with the maroon that we use. They design it. It's, you know, OPAC is it's a website, that you go to. So you want it to kind of look a little like your website. So I've sent them my website link, and sent them some of the picture, the website pictures from the folder. Won't have as many as the website, but the actual website. So that's the 13th. Hopefully that'll be a walkthrough. It's all set up and ready to go. I just haven't had time.
Did you find the color that you need? Like through there?
We talked to a previous meeting about like hex code.
I was going
to
say, do we not know the hex code of what?
I can find it for you if you still don't know.
I don't know the hex code. I think when I talked to the guy, he's like, okay, we'll go through the color wheel. If you want to send me a hex code, I'm sure this guy will do it.
I'll send you a hex code.
Great.
I'll get to the bottom of that
one. I don't even need a color wheel. Perfect. let's see. I'm working on the town meeting report for the town report. All those are due soon. I have about 5 I'm writing. Summer reading programming grant is submitted. And the annual report we have to do tonight.
Okay.
We just have to sign the last page. But that's done. Emma Ritchie really wants to run a seed swap here on National Seed Swap Day or National Seed Saving Day on January 25th. The only potential conflict is I have a sledding party that morning at the Boswells, but as of now, there's no snow, so we're probably going to change that anyway. But that would be 1 to 3, the seed swap. She's going to set up tables and... It's, I think, because it's National Seed Swap Day, it's really funny because Ira was like, I was telling him, and he was like, oh, I'm going to a seed swap at, and it was different. And I said, well, maybe you have, and he's like, oh, I'll just come here. But yeah, so we'll put that out. I don't know if you want to do a little Instagram thing.
Yeah, I can do that.
That might be cute. Seed swap. You could make that cute.
Oh, there's all kinds of cute options.
What's
for
the
that.
Person?
Emma Ritchie. She's Will Graves' daughter. RICCI. So I thought that was a fun idea, and she's really running it, which is exactly what I'm hoping to foster here at the library. Let's see. I got the Raggate's animal clinic to sign. They signed the library use thing. You may have noticed the nugget. The nuggets entered the library. It was put to use yesterday by Thomas. It was so cute. He loved it. But so far, a couple kids have been in there reading, and Thomas has used it for a crash pack. So perfect. Exactly what it was meant to do.
Precisely why I insisted we get one was Crash Pad.
Forget
about reading.
I do want to get a new cover because it's lavender.
I was going to say, that's not really a great choice.
No, it's
color.
Terrible. It's a terrible color, so we're getting like dark green, I think, is what we're... Something, because immediately the first thing is winter boots went on it. I'm like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other thing is... So I think we're going to postpone the sledding party. I just have to check with the Boswells. I think they're traveling at some point. But it's freezing cold and there's no snow. And I looked at the 10-day forecast and I realized the 25th is still a little ways out. But I'm just like, I mean, unless we get a 3-footer, it's going to be a deadly sledding party or whatever. So we'll see.
We don't have a policy
that January 25th is going to be very busy. But...
Kind of like the idea of sledding and seeds on the same day.
Kind of cute. It'll just mean I have to drive really fast there.
Amazing.
I am doing I went to the Littleton bookstore before Christmas and got these amazing pens. They're like these cool little like bendy pens, and at the top they have like dandelion fluff or like a little bumblebee or whatever. They're so cute. And so I bought like, I don't know, 10 of them. And so during February, like during Valentine's week, I'm going to do a peace, love, and kindness book challenge. And I think there's 10 pens. So 10 kids that do the book challenge get a pen. So it's not a big deal. But I started pulling out the Valentine's books, and I was like, you know what? We just have a few Valentine's books. There's not great Valentine's books out there. Like, believe it or not, there's not a bunch of great kids' books that are awesome for Valentine's. And we have some, and I've updated some of them. But and they really only come out for, like, a few days a year. And it's like, so I don't put a whole lot of effort into them. But so I went through and pulled a bunch of cute books out and put them over there. Yeah. Did you get it? Did you
I grabbed that yep. one. Yep. Evan says, Mom, you go to the library. Bring me home some books.
Oh, love that one. Do you just love the characters? It's the cutest ever. Yeah, so that was... so yeah, I just thought that would be fun. Something like February, I don't know, January is so cold. And I've talked to so many parents that are like, we can't even get them outside. you know, just something to do. Sue probably feels it. It's just like cold and windy, and yeah, anyway, so I think that's it.
Great, thank you, Dawn.
Oh, and the I loaned out today the projector and screen again, so that's now gone out a few times just in the past month, which is cool.
Did we want to talk about the Karma Trolling lease? I just made a note.
Oh, I just wanted, yeah, it's they're signing it. Okay. So they changed it from 5 years to 2 years. It's not really library business necessarily, but it's like one of those things that I know because I'm on the select board, but if anyone wasn't on the select board, it was, it's just something to pay attention to. So, you know, they pay our rent basically by being up there. Not quite, but it, you know, it's like when I look at my numbers in the town for oil and stuff like that, it definitely helps having them, certainly. So Ted had reduced it from a 5-year lease to a 2-year lease.
Okay.
Aaron's re-signing a 2-year lease. So.
Okay.
What would happen if they didn't re-sign?
That's a really good question.
Okay.
I don't know. I've thought a lot about that. I think in reality, we'd have to get somebody else in here. Yeah. You can't staff the upstairs. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's so nice up there.
Yeah,
it's a really nice office space. So
I was just wondering, since it's like it's a municipal building, right? So like, work?
I know we don't. You know, as the select board doesn't love to be. Like landlords, you know, right. That's why we get rid of tax sale when we buy Summit Tax Sale, which we just did for the first time last year because of a long story, but we don't like to do that. Yeah. So this is so perfect because it's just been for years. The 5-year lease was, or it might have even been a 7-year lease, was really nice because it was just there, but we never really increased the rent until...
I think we increased once
when you were there, and that was the first time we ever did it. But like, oil's more expensive, everything's more expensive. And so, but it wasn't by much. They really don't pay much rent, but it's a nice building, and they've done the upgrades up there. It's really pretty up there. Yeah, so I don't know. That's a really good question. We don't pay like building, like operating expenses out of our budget here.
Right.
It comes out of
that's
the town.
What I was
plowing
curious.
And stuff like that.
How does that work?
Yeah. So it's just, it's nice to be paid back a little bit for that.
Yeah.
This insurance must be going up on the
building. Weirdly enough, it's not exponential, not like the health insurance for the town.
Oh.
Good. And we just like added that building. But as soon as in February, we can take off the other building, which we're going to sell. So, it's all shifting.
Is it the library's responsibility to
take care of the tenant or the town's responsibility. So
if same they as didn't, sound
owned yeah, they would get somebody
else. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's not, I only thought to mention it the other day because it was something that I do, well, now every other year and every 2 years. But if I only kind of pay attention to that because I'm on the select board, right? Mm-hmm. And Ben Heisel always reminds me because he's brilliant. But if, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, yeah. I think the board, it should be known that that's something that happens. So.
Okay, Linda. Okay. Back to you.
Out of the library, so the report for the wreath making, that was great. It was wonderful. There was just so many people, and we were able to use the new space, and it was the first time that Annette had been here with the bigger space. So it just went, it was lovely.
Ellie Adamek was in here today for getting computer help. And she said, I just want to tell you how wonderful that wreath class was. She said, it's always, you never know who's going to show up. It's always a cast of characters. And she said, it's always so, like, warm and fun when you come in. And so.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Were there more people than in the past? Or about the same?
There was maybe two or three more.
And it was comfortable.
Yeah. Because the greens take up so much room, you know, I don't know how many more we could have done it unless we went into there.
I think we need one more folding table, like for something like that.
I think if we did one more folding table, if we truly like pushed all, because we didn't, there was like a section, there was like maybe one shelf that wasn't moved, and if we had moved that one,
could
had one
more
folding
table,
put all the greens like just in the entrance to the other side.
Yeah, because they were there.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Then we could definitely fit at least two more people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had, didn't we have a couple people not show up?
It was a bad night. It was weather. It was,
I think someone didn't show up, and then someone else did show up that wasn't.
Right? And that sort of took place. They couldn't come in it, so somebody said, yes, I can come.
Yeah.
So,
everybody who said they were coming by that afternoon came. Mm-hmm. That I remember.
Well, she said it was great.
Good for Ellie. Yay. So we have Sherry coming up next in January 21. And she is putting together a flyer. And we already have one. Maybe you saw the thing I sent out already. I got 6 responses from that. So what I wanted to do is, you know how you can highlight a link and you can click on it and then it'll show you all the participants so that you know and you know. Like last time you asked me, hey, is there any more room in the wreath class? And you asked, yes, and you were
people were calling me. And
yes.
Yeah. No, it could be streamlined.
On the calendar, I was thinking if I put a link, you could go to the board, the Barnett Library Events calendar, click on the link, and then the list of who signed up already.
For us as a board or for the public?
No, just us.
For us as a board.
Yeah, just us.
So
then I would do it on the board one.
Or you and me, so that people, when people call here or something like that.
Yeah, if you only want us to know, there's a lot of really easy solutions. If you wanted it available to everyone, that'd be a lot.
I don't think everyone, because people could put their name on and...
Yeah.
There's ways to do it. It would just be logistically challenging. But what if you only want the board to know? That's really simple.
Okay.
Just a list we can all see.
You could all see. Yeah. Like, oh, because there was two Ellies.
There was...
There was two Ellies, and so we had a conversation back and forth about which Ellie.
And so I would know that there
was
room.
And then you would know.
And I could say there's room.
Yeah, there's room. Let me just look on the calendar.
A couple times in the past, we just made a Google Doc.
We can just add a document.
And a Google Doc to the calendar?
No.
We can all
drive. You just see the Google Doc. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you just
so I'll make a Google Doc
whatever
and give
class.
You permission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Or it could be it could be Excel. Either way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
So.
I just point at you when I say Excel.
The queen. Yeah,
Excel. Screw Excel. I suck at Excel.
Yes. Yeah. So February, I would like to do a game night here. Mm-hmm. And I was just a board game. And so I was just going to host that one.
Great.
Sounds okay. Great, Linda. I want to come.
Jackie loves board games. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so does Allison. Mm-hmm. I saw her at the event. She's...
Allison loves board games.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so hey, if it's just us,
that's
fine.
Totally
her
fine.
Paul does not love board games.
No.
It's okay.
Paul does not like it. He doesn't watch sports on TV. Okay. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Solitary guy.
Yeah, yeah.
No games.
Okay. No fun. This way Linda can get her games fixed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep.
So I bet Lydia likes games.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a blast. Mm-hmm. And my nephew came over Christmas, and we probably played 8 games. Oh, it was great. Just so fun. And I thought, and that's what made me think, that might bring some young people out, you know.
Great idea.
Fun.
They want to come out.
Do you have a date?
Yeah, do you have a date?
No, I don't have a date, but I wanted to check with one, you know, the calendar, the library calendar. Do we have anything going on? No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We have January 26th.
Nothing in February yet.
We can let the schedule.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, okay.
You know, I don't even have a Waffle Wednesday planned.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
how do you get to the board calendar?
It should be shared with you.
Do you have Google Calendar?
Yeah, you have to have Google on your.
I think you do, right? Laura? We looked at it. Yeah, on your phone. You have Google Calendar.
Yeah, because we want to pick a day if we want to, as a board, have another open house. Yes. I think we should.
Yeah.
I think that is a. Tradition, mm-hmm. becoming a tradition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Did we do?
We did like the last.
April, May.
We did March.
March.
Okay. It got postponed because of snow.
Here.
Last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So should we do April? Is that what you mean? Like maybe we should move it out a little bit.
Not a bad idea.
I think, now I'm remembering everything we talked about last year, too.
Yeah.
I think we were thinking about, like, trying to tie it to something else, too, right? Because I think the first year was so successful because it was Julie.
Julie's, yeah.
And well, last year that we changed the time to be, like, right over dinner time, mm-hmm. and I think that was funny. Like, I think for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also we changed the day.
Yeah,
there was three...
Well, we changed it to a Saturday, but we still had it... we had it later. Wasn't it at, like, 6? Yeah, it was, like, around dinner.
I think we did it, like 4 to 6 or something, and we were like, oh, if people, like... came to that, then dinner's really late, or 4:30 to 6:30 or something.
Yeah.
And if it came earlier, they would get home late for dinner, and then we're like, oh, next time maybe we should do like.
Last year you suggested doing it earlier.
Or later. I think either one, but I think right over exactly dinner time was just like people are like, we had to choose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think later is the move.
What did we do the first year?
I'd have to look back.
I do have it, actually.
It was a Thursday.
Because that's what works for Julie.
Okay.
No.
And it was late enough that people could come. But people came that late because it was for Julie.
I think
because
of Julie, yeah. I know.
I think if we did it that late this time, like, I honestly wouldn't want to come. I don't like leave. I'm like, Laura, I don't like to leave the house after it gets dark.
I know. I feel like it's got to be, maybe we got to think about, like, tying it to something else.
Kids, so maybe earlier makes sense.
Well, we talked one time about doing a sugar on snow party with that, which I think that would actually bring people, because people don't have sugar on snow parties anymore.
But we have to do it earlier on the calendar, which is fine.
Like March.
Well, I think that's why we picked March versus April.
Yeah.
This time. But then there was... a snowstorm the first year, ironically, and then I think by the time we did, I don't know. There were some challenges. But did you look at the February thing? Because we were going to...
Oh, yeah. Let's focus on that for
Do you want to do snow in February. Because the ice on snow, how did you
Oh,
snow?
There's no, well, there's no syrup yet. I mean, yeah. Oh, there is, I
so
guess.
So you need syrup, and so that would
I don't want to do the sugar on snow at all. I think okay. Chris, I mean, I love sugar on snow, but Chris, I did commandeer, yeah. like, Chris Goss's expertise.
We need someone to do it, yeah.
At some point, or, okay. like...
So a maple person.
Could probably get...
Mm-hmm. What about the up over the hill in Barnet?
Stevenson.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep, maybe.
Maybe, okay.
Okay. You guys don't do sugar, right? You don't do syrup.
No. Randy's brother taps it and sells it to Skip.
Man, you guys are productive. Holy cow. It looks amazing. That's crazy how
well,
much you guys
got. The boys have taken over and yeah. told Arthur, we're going to get rid of some of this stuff.
That was so fast. Wow. And it was so cold. I was like, they were out there working. I was like, oh, God. It's like the wind is like, it's amazing. Oh, this guy took like a whole barn down.
Yeah.
And like cleaned up the whole yard and like.
Whoa.
Well, because it started falling in the flood. It washed
yeah.
out the foundation on one of the wings of the barn.
Yeah.
And so we were waiting for Randy and his brother to get laid off for winter.
Okay.
And so... But then his brother didn't get laid off until after Christmas.
Oh,
okay. So then they really had to buckle down and do it.
It was yeah. so fast, though. Good work. Holy
wow.
cow. I was totally impressed.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder if... You know who would probably do it? I wonder if Jake and Ninja would do it.
I
They're,
bet.
Like, really into that kind of stuff.
I bet they would.
I bet they would do it. Yeah, that might be fun. Yeah. They're like... That little place is so cute that they made.
I just wish they picked up their pumpkins.
I know.
Because we've got squirrels in the barn.
It's
going
to be a series, yeah. little, I'm sure. Pumpkin. God,
oh,
gross.
No.
There is nothing grosser than having to pick up a
no.
And so she, and this morning when I went out to start my car, I had some leaves from one of their corn stalks that
yeah.
had blown into our yard. Like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Yeah, I bet they would do it. Like, we could ask. And then we could let them set the date.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think something else connected to
connect
it.
Connect to it.
And
to
that
it.
Might be
okay.
That might be really fun because first of all, they know a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
That might come down for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at advertising, and yeah, we could figure out like they could sell syrup and
mm-hmm.
or we could. It could be an event. We could like purchase the syrup that we that they use for
mm-hmm.
sugar and snow
mm-hmm.
or something. That
yeah.
might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll see.
So
idea.
That wouldn't be in association with the open house, though.
I think it.
No, I
should
think we
be.
Just
no.
call,
I think
we call
all
the
one.
Day. We
yeah.
call the day, and
yeah.
then we just do a thing, and then
yeah.
it's more, it guarantees more people.
More of a draw.
There's
more
something
of a
draw. Else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember the first year we were gonna have a giant truck out there?
Yeah. yeah.
The mud season.
The mud
season.
You
yeah.
had someone, and they had to literally tow someone out. that is what happened.
Yeah.
What you told us.
Yeah, I'm trying
yeah.
to remember.
Yeah.
It was a tow truck.
It was a tow
first
truck.
First, you
oh,
asked
right.
someone
mm-hmm.
who would bring a tow truck to the library and let children climb in it, yeah. and they texted you back, pork chop.
Pork chop.
And you were
yes.
like, I need more information.
That's right.
I went home,
remembering.
No, because I went home and I told, David's been obsessed ever since that day.
With pork
because
chop.
I told David, and he goes, no, a grown man does not go by pork chop.
He does know where he lives now, right? Everyone goes by pork chop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
yeah, that's right. God, I forgot about
and
that.
And David tells everyone we know about it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they're like, where do you live? And he's like, you got to come visit.
That
find
would
out.
Probably be a draw someday
yeah.
still. Because
mm-hmm.
kids and
yeah.
trucks,
yeah.
you really cannot go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll focus on sugar on snow. I'll see if Jake and Andrew are interested.
So
and
sugar on snow open house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And whenever
yeah,
so. They decide that would be something
be,
that
would
be
good
for them, I could.
Okay.
It'd be cool.
Okay. So okay. that brings us to February.
February.
Yeah. When do you want to do the board game night?
Board game night, I would like to do February 4th.
That is my mom's birthday.
Oh.
But I don't have to come to game night.
No. Do you want?
It's fine.
We don't have to do
no, no, no.
We
do
can
February
do
4th. Do it.
Listen, I'm just picking because all the Tuesdays
well, what
are
about,
free.
Because the felting is until the 21st, so maybe we should wait a little longer.
Okay, how about the 18th? That's good thinking that we should,
that's
you know, give it a month.
Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday, the 18th. Oh, it's the day after President's Day. Maybe people will be away. Is that the week people are off skiing?
I think it's the next week that most
schools are. Yeah, the next week is school break.
School break.
And then town meeting.
Let's do the
18th. Let's do the 18th then.
Okay.
And then February, March. So you're going to ask them to pick a day in March, the snow.
Well, whenever they think that would work. Mm-hmm. And then I think
she'll probably have a better idea than the rest of us. Yeah,
we could even do that in the daylight on a...
We could figure that out.
On a Saturday.
That might be fun. Yeah. I'll just see if they're interested. But they're pretty, like, they're good at that, like, community stuff. They're, like, Instagram is so amazing. Okay. You've seen it, right, Sid?
I don't know that I have.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
What's it called?
I don't know. You know who showed it to me? Django, I think.
Mm.
Okay. All right. And that's it.
Thanks, Linda. All right, a couple monthly tasks. January is our month to take a look at the bylaws. We did do the extensive process last year of making sure that the term length is correct. So it is now correct in here.
Now you guys are going to fly through this now.
So...
Members of the library board were repeatedly absent or accountable to the chair.
Ooh. This is why I told Jackie a year in advance.
Why I couldn't come to a meeting.
Have had to enact that a few times.
Okay, so each year everybody is up. No.
Yeah. One person.
One person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like a rolling.
Yeah. A rolling.
There's always someone.
Yeah, someone.
So it's your turn.
Yeah.
To roll.
Yeah. Get ready to roll.
Yeah. It's smart to make it gradual. You know, I can't imagine if everyone changed it this time.
Oh, geez.
Seems bad.
Yeah.
Seems bad.
Yeah.
I'd be a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
I think this looks good. Not that I'm a voting member of the board.
So there's,
for me it works.
If these look good, there's nothing that we need to do or we don't need to vote on anything. It would just be if there was something that we wanted to change, so.
Okay. It's still spelled proceeding wrong, a number IV. Four. Yeah.
I think it is right. We checked about this with Ben Heisel.
I
don't get that.
People get when we reviewed this last year, I went home to David and he gave me a 20-minute lecture about it. And
the
I was
meeting
like,
before.
I don't care.
It's the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. It's confusing, but I'm 90% sure that it's correct because, we went through this whole thing last year and then we checked with Ben.
Ben Heisold says it's right. He says it's right, so.
Okay. He's gone.
Well,
the god of the English language. Okay.
He really is. Well, it's all have to accept. That
was a lot.
It says amended Vermont open meeting law effective 7/1/2014. Didn't open meeting law change? And that's why we're recording ourselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
So shouldn't we update the date, or does it?
Yeah, I guess I don't know if we just... It doesn't seem like that's something we would need to vote on, because that's just the reality of that was updated, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like beyond our control. But again, it might be something we want to ask Ben about.
I mean, we remain in compliance.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay, I can ask Ben Heisel what he thinks. But it probably should, the wording probably should be changed.
So. It could say posted and recorded or something.
Okay, I will find out for the next meeting. Any other thoughts on that? I gave everybody a few thank you notes. I know this is how we've done it the last couple of years, just if everybody can write a few thank yous. I think, someone help me out if I'm wrong, but I think we want to include in the thank you the amount that the person donated, because then this is essentially their receipt, their tax receipt. So
we are still getting some in.
Okay. Yeah, we can do more if we need to. And then everyone should have stamps and envelopes. If you want to use the library return stamp, I didn't pull that out, but if you want to stamp your envelopes with that.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Feel free. Any questions about that? Does that sound okay to people? Okay. Thank you. We had a lovely interview with Ira, and we need to vote officially on having him in that position. So we need a motion to have Ira as our assistant librarian at $18 an hour for 6 to 8 hours a week.
I make a motion to hire Ira as our assistant librarian at the rate of $18 an hour for 6 to 8 hours every week.
Thank you, Becca. We have a second?
I will second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. We talked about OPAC, and then I've just left these other things on here as just...
Figure we'll get to the library railing in the spring.
Yeah.
400 below.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the t-shirts. I'm just...
Yeah, we can just leave it on there.
I did see a teacher that gave me an idea.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
It said, read banned books.
Just
an idea.
Yep.
I like the ones that say, I'm with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled as.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that one's
that's
cute.
That's cute. Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, I mean, throw the ideas out there. I just like the idea of having some cool Barnett Library t-shirts. And
I like where reading is for fun, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since we stole that from the school. Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a Dylan special.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Check it out. Oh, that wouldn't really work. Yeah. Library card. You know.
We don't have to.
We don't have those. Yeah. Those are still cute.
Those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
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 Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:52?
Just to have no. Too good a time. We don't.
No one wants to leave.
Getting up out of the chair.
I mean, right, I'm going home. Thank you. See you later in the meeting at 7:52.
We have a second.
Very good.
Second motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Before everyone leaves.